This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind?
Hi, folks. Fun hour last hour. That was fun. We covered a lot of ground, a lot of topics. That's fabulous. You're going to be hearing in the, if you didn't just hear it in the news, you're going to be hearing it throughout the day and evening. The House Judiciary Committee voted to subpoena the full Robert Mueller report. Remember, we learned recently that Robert Barr, the Attorney General, said the full report will be coming out. I think he said 2 weeks. No longer than 2 weeks or something like that. So you know what this is? Pure theater. Pure theater. I'd like that to change. I'd like that world to change. I'd like the political world to change. I'd like people just to be authentic. It's okay to be whatever you're for. It's okay to be against whatever you're against. Just be real. Just be real, for crying out loud. Oh, my gosh. Beto O'Rourke, I love that guy. I'm joking. I love how the media just tingles over the guy. But on the Biden accusations now, he's saying, we need to listen. We need to listen and you know, hear from these people. And yeah, you think? Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Listen to the people who have the courage to come forward, he's saying. Of course, he's doing this against a fellow nominee for the Democratic presidential campaign. But I've had a heck of a good time. I'm talking knee-slapping laughing over how these people, when it's Joe Biden who is accused, and I can see what he did, and I can hear from the woman about what he did, okay, and compare.
Imagine that, if it were a Republican having done all that same stuff.
Exactly. But, you know, then listen, if we wrapped ourselves around our axles every time a politician was a hypocrite, you know, we'd be pretty tight right now. I'm just saying. We wouldn't have much room to give. We'd be wrapped right around that axle. So I just, you know, tell me something new. That's what I say to all that. But anyway, a couple things there that are happening. There's two more women now that have accused Biden of inappropriate conduct, too. And you know, I don't think Joe Biden is doing some of the most egregious things we've heard about, like a Matt Lauer, for instance, or some of those things that have come out where you go, wow, what a creep. On the other hand, somebody somewhere along the line should have said, hey, I know you're being a little overly affectionate there. I know you don't mean anything from it. Stop it. It's creepy. It looks ridiculous. They didn't. So now he has to live with the consequences. You know, he absolutely does. So those are a couple things that are in the news. One of the things in the news locally, before we open up the phones, we do have a little open phone time, this segment, and then we have Fire Chief Garrison on some legislative issues that the fire departments want you to consider. We're going to talk to the founder of the GoFundMe page for Building the Wall. Yes, a patriot, a veteran. And then Chris Berg will be here to participate in a little bit of a, I hope I can kindly, because I like Chris a lot, I like his show a lot, I hope I can, in a kinder, gentler way, tell him, you know, these conspiracy theories are really a little far-fetched. That Fargo is ginning up a flood fight and a flood emergency just to get flood money. From the state, I don't know. I don't. So we'll do that. But let's just collectively have a minute or less here between Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, and myself on sources related to what we're hearing about what happened at RJR Maintenance and RJR Properties and RJR Management and this murder in Mandan, four homicides. And I don't want to play in rumors or play in things that are floating around the Internet. I just want to tell you what I've heard. And what I've heard is that the murder scene is very grisly. I've heard law enforcement officials, multiple law enforcement officials, talk about the fact that this was a scene unlike anything they'd seen. I don't know what that means. I just know when somebody says a murder scene is grisly, I assume a lot of blood, a lot of everything else. I wonder, Todd, if that isn't one of the reasons that we have law enforcement saying we're not really worried about a threat to the public, but, you know, trust us on this because they see it as some sort of a, I don't know, revenge deal or, you know, retaliation or, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about, hey, when you're locked out of your apartment, you tend to do crazy things, whatever. I don't know, but it seems as though there's clues there that they know that we don't know that might explain why they have.
You know, sometimes a card won't be put on the table because of an investigation going on that might compromise the investigation. So you hold back that last card. And I'm hoping that's what's going on here is that we're just not getting it all because the second you go one step further, all of a sudden you're tipping your hand and you don't want to tip your hand.
I don't want to know just for the sake of knowing. I don't think the public has the right to know just for the sake of knowing. If it in any way, you know, gives some closure to the, it makes it more likely they give closure to the family, I'm all for it. Absolutely. Kevin, anything you wanted to add about what you're hearing or the buzz or the talk?
No, not really. Should do a little research in here.
He's kind of protecting his sources there, I think. I think he's...
Research in here.
Yeah. Anything on...
Digging a little deeper.
You're digging a little deeper. All right. Well, stay tuned, folks. He's digging deeper. Anyway, you know, and again, I knowing what I know, to me, just they have a path they're going down. Let's just let them do it. That's pretty much my final word. Todd, you?
I agree. I mean, I think it's all going to come out in the end. It may be that other law enforcement's getting, you know, maybe the feds are getting called in or something. And again, it may be one of those situations where, look, we'll put all the cards out when we can. We can't do that right this second.
There was a Facebook post that I shared yesterday from Bree Miller, and Bree's mom was killed, and her stepdad was killed, and she wrote, among other things, to whoever made a senseless act and took the lives of four innocent people out of anger or whatever it was. Did you know two of them were my parents? Did you know they were grandparents who are unconditionally loved by three tiny humans? Did you know that my stepdad would give you the shirt off his back if you had just asked? Did you know how excited my mom got every time she video called her grandbabies or received a random picture from our day? Did you know that just bought their forever dream home, not even a month ago? Supposed to get chickens in a couple of weeks and come visit us 1,000 miles away over summer. Did you know you took the life of my best friend? She goes on, it's heart-wrenching to read. It really is. I've got that on my Facebook page if you want to see that from Bree Miller. So very sad, very heartbreaking, certainly praying for all those involved and affected and for closure and answers and all of that soon. Let's go to Hillsborough. Gary, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. This is Gary up here by Hillsborough. Hey, I was wondering, Ocasio-Cortez made a statement the other day that this was the first time in her life that she's had health care. Isn't that a violation of the Affordable Care Act that they've been shoving down everybody's throat?
Todd and Kevin are clapping. So does that...
Stellar. Outstanding.
Yeah, that means yes. Gary, you've hit a nerve here in the What's On Your Mind studio today. Okay?
You bet. Have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
I still love AOC's little thing about how the 22nd Amendment was passed so that FDR could not be reelected. The Republicans did that. Mind you, it passed 2 years after he died in office.
Yeah, she's the gift that keeps on giving. There's no doubt about that. We are going to be doing lots there. Here is President Trump last night at a fundraiser in Washington, D.C. Everybody's a little uptight about this. I don't exactly know why, but here's what the president said about Joe Biden.
Welcome to the world, Joe. You having a good time, Joe?
Having a good time, Joe? what he's saying is, look, you know, they're coming for you. They come for me every day. Obviously, it's for different things, but I didn't think it was that big a deal. Here is a few of your texts that have been pouring in. Classrooms are overcrowded. That's a fact. Teachers are sacrificing attention to students because their classes are so full. Ask a teacher that. My wife is a special education teacher. I guarantee more money for that is needed big time. Well, I agree with you there. And there is a special place in heaven for special education teachers. No doubt in my mind. Phenomenal. You said the Corps of Engineers told Fisher Industries they were not a preferred bidder. Does that mean they're done? I thought this was an emergency. Does the president understand how angry the base is about illegal immigration? No, what they said was on one particular sliver of the project, they were taking it as an emergency and doing it. The Corps of Engineers doesn't like private sector companies like Fisher Industries who say, okay, you got a problem, you need this amount of fence in this time, let me come up with something. And they literally designed a patent. They come up with this concrete that's set faster, they do all these things, and they demonstrate that it works. And the Corps of Engineers yawns because they don't have tons of former employees, evidently, who are part of that, you know, swamp. Because they're a swamp, too. Exactly right. So it goes on. This is money that I earn. We are overtaxed. All right? This is the money that I earn. We are overtaxed. I don't know what this is. A texter says the state needs to let schools in the West keep more of their money received from the gross production tax on oil. It's intended to address impacts created by the oil industry, but currently 75% of the amount is deducted from their foundation aid payment. Interesting. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Business. I'm going to give you the layman radio talk show host version of what it is. It's the charge that sends all of that high pressure rock and sand and and all that into the formations that holds the oil. Okay, it's the explosives sort of, right? And of course there are multiple explosives and these little pinpricks that go into the shale, the rock that ultimately the oil drips out of and then goes in that pipe and out. Okay, back up to the surface. So the wireline work is really fascinating work, and my friends at Go Wireline have been doing this for a long time, about 200 years combined experience in the industry. And right now we're looking for folks, including folks that you know, might not have wireline experience. I mean, from time to time they hire candidates with no experience, but if you meet the qualifications, you're willing to maintain the high standards of performance and customer service, you've got a job. Find out more at GoWireline.com/careers or call them. They're in Williston and Dickinson, 701-572-0886. On What's On Your Mind. All right. Did I finish with the text? A couple more left here. Scott, can the legacy fund be used on roads or homeless people or anything like that? They didn't envision it for roads as in infrastructure. What they didn't want the legacy fund to do was replace things that government should already be spending money on. That's why projects like high-impact, one-time spending, the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. And I should stop calling it a library. Todd, you maybe should do the buzzer every time I say library. Because it's not a library. You don't go in and check a book out. It is a presidential museum. The library part is the archive of the actual presidential papers, something that the federal government has a process for, and that actually is a federal facility and jobs and everything else. But that's different. Could you do the buzzer, Todd, when I say library ever again? I'm never saying library ever again. But anyway, that's a one-time thing, right? Rather than, let's take money there and build the road so we don't have to do it for the... So to answer your question, a road to where? Not the typical ones. For homeless people, when you say certain programs, if there's something I think that could have an impact, yes, but again, not to take away from, social services, you don't have to do this now, we will. That's the difference, and that's what I really encourage people to think about in this whole debate. Don't think about it as the state saying either or. Either we're going to, have some property tax relief or we're going to have this. It's not that. Okay? It's not that. I just want you to know that. Texter says, I'm personally okay with the library being built. Why did Dickinson State get the original okay to put the library on the property, tear out a perfectly good rodeo grounds at the egg facility, move it several miles south of where it was, only to have the decision to move the library to Medora? Now there's an empty lot, no future use. I imagine they'll come up with a use. I think they just decided that the draw of doing it in the park brought the private sector money to get it done, and it'd be so unique that they decided to go there and be that draw, ultimately, to put those two amenities together. Another, the people opposed to the Theodore Roosevelt Library in Medora appear to have a zero-sum game of view of spending money. The library will not take away from farmers or schools. In fact, the revenue raised will vastly benefit the whole state. All right. Just some comments. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. 23 past the hour. You know, we're keeping an eye on the legislature as best we can, and there are things that come to our attention from time to time that people say, this is happening right now. Can you get the word out? And we're happy to do that for anybody, any cause, any time on these issues. And certainly when the folks from the fire department call that are protecting us, we say yes. Bruce Schreiner is here. He's the fire chief in Garrison. Bruce, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the time today. We're going to talk a little bit about something called Senate Bill 2010 today. But before we get into bill numbers and what you'd like people to do, just tell me what you're hoping to accomplish here.
Well, originally the insurance premium tax, which has been around for well over 100 years, was set up to support the local fire department operations. And over the years, we've only gotten a small portion of that. And the rest has always gone back into the general fund. And we're trying to get so that 100% of it now goes to support the fire service where we believe it belongs.
Well, it seems to make sense that the insurance premium, if it's going to have a tax, would go to what often insurance is used for, and that's fires for sure. Why is it over time changed? Why has it been less and less?
I'm not sure because... We fight this battle every biennium with the legislature on how much funding we get, and it's up to them to make the ultimate decision and decide what percentage we get of that tax.
What is the consequence of this? When you don't get the funds and they shrink, what happens?
I'll just give you an example here in Garrison. Last year, we got $39,568.72. The state put into the general fund $9,816.84 because we didn't get the full 100% to the fire service. Because of that, you know, we do breakfasts and other fundraisers here. On an average breakfast, we probably raise $1,500 to $2,500. So by losing that $10,000, that forces us to have 3-4 more breakfasts a year, you know, which puts a strain on my firefighters because, one, we're all volunteers, and I don't think any of us volunteer to become a cook and a waiter to serve breakfast and stuff, but to actually train and fight fires. So it does put a little bit of a strain on our budget.
Can we tie this to higher property taxes? In other words, do you say, well, we still have the needs, the funds aren't coming from that, so we're going to have to charge our citizens more?
I would say absolutely, because, you know, we do get a mill levy. The Rural Fire District has a mill levy that they help us operate with, and the city actually has a budget item for us, which they levy mills on, and of course, it's all based off of the needs of our annual operating budget, and that's how they cover it, is by increasing property taxes to the patrons in our district.
Yeah, so in my mind, you have a stronger argument if you're able to say, we want the dollars as they were intended from the insurance premium tax. We will need less of our local ratepayers then. I mean, and so then you're asking the citizens to say, hey, I'd rather come from the tax, which is what it was for, and meanwhile, spend less out of the general fund, we'll spend less in property tax, expenditures in each of these states. I think that'd be the way to go. What was the original language when it was put in place? Like, do you have an argument to say, hey, this isn't supposed to go into the general fund, it's only supposed to go to fire departments?
The language, as I understand it, says that the insurance premium tax was established in 1887, before North Dakota was even a state. The law taxed certain types of insurance premiums to provide funds to support local fire department operations and pensions. So, I mean, that's the language that has always been my understanding of what that tax was established for.
Senate Bill 2010, and where is it being voted on? Where do you want folks to talk to legislators?
They need to talk to their House of Representatives. It did pass almost unanimously in the Senate, and they passed it at 100% funding for fire service, and also made it a continuing appropriation so that we don't have to go back every biennium and fight for it again. Now it's in the House, and it's my understanding the House is trying to cut it down to 89% and take the continuing appropriation.
What we're asking folks is to talk to your House members and say, keep it like the Senate did it. Appreciate the update.
You should never go through a winter without a hot spring spa. This winter has been epic. Cold, blizzards, snow, ridiculous. I've been out in 30 below weather in a hot tub and loved every minute of it. The colder it was, the more I enjoyed it. Am I alone?
No, I think, a lot of our customers call this hot tub season because it does get you outside. It feels great. Again, the colder the better. Now, hot tub season should really be every day because it is every day made better when you sit in this product. And I can't stress that enough. We're better physically. We are better mentally. We're better relationally. We're better. And it's truly, with our financing going on, it is truly less than a cup of coffee a day.
Financing Vince talking about is a great deal. 60 months, no interest. Your first payment, not for 6 months, or the 12 months no interest, no payment deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake 2, online at hotspringnd.com. Hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are demanding the release of the full report from special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller.
Not a substantially redacted synopsis, but the full report and the underlying evidence.
That's Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler. But Republicans, including Doug Collins, say the Attorney General Bill Barr's position on this is clear.
The Attorney General's entire mandate is to enforce the law, and he's expressly forbidden from providing grand jury outside the department in a very limited and narrow exceptions.
The panel has just voted along party lines to issue a subpoena for all those materials if the AG does not turn them over soon. Payroll processor ADP says the economy added 129,000 private sector jobs last month, the lowest in 18 months, and well below the 170,000 analysts had forecast. The government's jobs report's due Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Shall we? Yeah. We're going to hop in. A 2016 Kia Sorento. You see a lot of these now. These are front-wheel drive SUVs. Now, this one only has 48,900 miles, and you know what's coming, because I'm telling you about a vehicle waiting for you right now at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Pucklich, Chevrolet, Bismarck. And this week's featured vehicle at the Valley City store. One owner, local trade, of course. They're famous for those at Pucklich. And a lot of us looking for extra room in an SUV, and you will not find a better deal than this one. You will not, okay? So, let's see, four-cylinder engines. It's got some horsepower. Great fuel efficiency at 30 miles a gallon. Lots of great features and clean as a whistle. On the lot right now, it's $16,995. But if you tell them you heard about it from yours truly, they're going to say, how about $15,745? Yeah, we're going to knock over $1,000 off on that. Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Valley City, online at Pucklich.com. PucklichValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. We are pleased to welcome to the program today the originator of the GoFundMe page that got all the attention on building the wall, and the subsequent founder of We Build the Wall, Inc., Brian Kulfich. Brian, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going, guys?
Thank you for your service, by the way. I've been saying, all show that we were going to get a chance to visit with you today, and the fact that a veteran who's already served and sacrificed is again looking to serve and sacrifice for the family, or for the country, rather, so that we have border protection is pretty incredible. So thank you for that, first of all.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Really, very much appreciated. Bring me back to how the whole idea started. What was your? Because I'm the same way right now. We've been down to the border. We've been we broadcasted from there. We followed a company in this part of the world up in Dickinson, North Dakota, that has a prototype. They were one of seven finalists for the concrete wall. They've been a finalist for the Ballard steel fence wall, and they really tell us about all of the ridiculous ways in which money is wasted and funds are appropriated, they're not used, and you just get really worn out by it all. What lit the fire for you?
Well, for me, it's just sick of the way things were going with our politics, and it didn't seem like our politicians were going to follow through on their promise of getting us border security back in December. And I thought maybe just by creating GoFundMe, we can help the president out and raise the money and bring attention back to the issue. And ultimately, you know, we learned the hard thing that the Democrats weren't going to give President Trump a penny of that money if we gave it to the government. And so we needed to shift plans from funding the wall and giving the money to the government to actually building the wall. So that's what we're doing with the money now. We created a nonprofit, and we are building sections of the border wall on private property down on the southern border.
Where are you doing that at, Brian?
We're going to be working in every state except California at the moment. We can't name the cities and exact locations because of privacy issues with the landowners and with issues with them being attacked in the media and also by just the liberals in general who want to attack them. And so we're keeping it all canned up until we actually break ground later at the end of the month or early next month, and then it'll all be back out in the media again.
You know, I ran into somebody last trip down to Arizona who has 2 miles of land on the border and said the same thing. He said, you know, I'm not taking the time to go landowner to landowner, but I'd be willing to, you know, put up, you know, 2 miles, at least use my land for 2 miles. So I wonder, I mean, what's your sense of landowners down there? Are they fed up enough to say, let's do this?
They are. We've had so many reach out to us, and there's a lot of urgency in that. For the last 30 years, they feel neglected, and they've been promised something, and they're not getting it. Their property values are decreasing. Crime is going up. And this program will allow them to get something that they've been promised. And frankly, most of these people won't get a wall from the government. And it's just the sad reality of it. They're not going to get it. There's a lot of areas that the government's not focusing on. And so that's where we come into play. And the American people can help these people out and get them a wall built. And the great thing about our program is we're not profiting from this at any point. I'm not being paid a penny for my time of volunteering. It's even in our bylaws that I will not be compensated one penny for any work I do with We Build a Wall. And that's what the people need to know, because this project is the American people coming together in a time of crisis to help out our fellow citizens.
Well, I think it's also a perfect way to demonstrate how you can do this and how the government has been absolutely 100% incompetent in doing it. Because, you know, I mean, I've been running down different areas, and maybe you've already done this, where, you know, okay, 50 miles was authorized here, the money's appropriated, 2015, okay, what's been built? Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yep.
Or a mile or two, and there's patches of those all over. Why is that? Why are they not building what they've been given the money for?
I have no idea, and that's something we've been trying to figure out ourselves. It's just a complete waste and fraud, and I think some of it might have to do with local politicians and government just fighting up against it and resisting, basically. And it's something we're up against. We're up against people who don't want the wall for their own reasons. Maybe they're being funded by the cartels. There's a lot of landowners down there who, you know, frankly, they don't want the wall. But you got to follow the money. Why don't they want that? Why would someone not want a border security? And, you know, we've seen so many issues where politicians and local officials, and even border agents have been arrested by the FBI recently for being paid off by the cartels. And we think that's what's going on down there.
Well, I hope that's not rampant, right? I mean, you can see that stuff like that.
It's spreading. It's definitely spreading and getting worse with what we're learning and talking to different people down the border. I don't think it's rampant, but, you know, there's a cancer that's setting in, and the cancer's the cartels. And, you know, ultimately the border wall is not the solution. It's just a band-aid to the problem. The cartels are the problem. I think that's what we need to start focusing on. And, I mean, there's been more deaths in Mexico, more murders than Afghanistan and Iraq combined, over the last year. And, you know, why are we not focusing on the problem?
Yeah, no kidding. One of the things I learned while I was down there talking to border agents is that here's how they characterize, and I want to see if this tracks with what you've seen and heard, and your research shows you that, you know, the caravans that we see so much, it's literally, that's the worst of the worst, the thugs, that's people that are just, you know, whatever, looking for attention, trying to get, they're sort of the rabble rousers, but they're not necessarily the real threat. The real threat is, as you say, the cartels who are exploiting middle class Mexicans, saying, here, give me $500, we'll get you there. They're going to release you after 20 days, then we'll get you a job. Literally, are there sort of, it's like prostitution. It's like they're the, you know, the pimps.
Is that
the big problem? Is that why the numbers have spiked?
Yeah, and that's a huge problem. And some of these cartels now have shifted from smuggling drugs to smuggling humans, because it's more profitable now. So there's these, the cartels are, you know, they're adapting, they're making money. And, I wouldn't say that the migrants aren't a threat, because migrants, they're not maybe a physical threat to security, but they're an economic threat. Because we can't sustain all these people on welfare and our social welfare programs. We can't sustain it. And, we're seeing it over in Europe, what's going on. This is going to happen in the United States now, where, socialism and, you know, funding these things, it's going to mess up our country. It's going to mess up a lot.
We're talking with the founder of the GoFundMe account, the originator of that wonderful idea that got a lot of attention. The fund was originally set up so the money would go to government, and the Democrats quickly said, if you think Donald Trump's getting that to build your wall, you're crazy. So they were going to spend it frivolously. So now the new plan is a private entity. We build the wall, Inc. You donate to that. They build wall. That's what they're undertaking right now on private property. So this is underway. Brian Colfage. Is it Page? Am I saying your last name right, Brian?
Colfage.
Colfage. Okay. So back to my question for you. One of the things we talk about a lot is, you know, the huge pain point right now, February, highest month ever, is this idea that people come across the border, they get help from, the cartels, they're then detained, and after 20 days, they're released. We literally have to say, there you go. And we're doing that over and over and over again. We're doing that because of the Flores decision. Obviously, it isn't anything we want to do, but as the court says, you have to do it. Are there not fixes for that?
There's really no, it's the whole system is broken. I mean, it's not designed, policies were not designed for what we're facing today. And the fix for it is new policies that address the issue. And what we're learning from Border Patrol agents, last week we had one in New Mexico, and she said that all they are now are Uber drivers, that they don't get the patrol, they don't do anything, they just shuffle people back and forth between these holding facilities, and they're not doing anything except driving people and round trips, just constantly driving people. And while all this is going on, these cartels are shuffling drugs across when they're all tied up being Uber drivers. And it's just, the whole thing's messed up. I'm not sure what the solution would be, but it needs to be drastic. And I think is a national emergency.
Yeah, no question about it. Here's my thing. I don't know. If make me king for a day, I'm going to say, we're turning you around back into Mexico. I don't care if you're from Guatemala. I don't care if you're from Honduras. I don't care if you're from El Salvador. We're not taking you in here. We're not putting you in a place that we pay for 20 days and then letting you go into the country. We're not. We can't. We absolutely can't. You'd probably end up in court and you'd have international incident over. Who cares? It's an emergency. It's like being at war, isn't it?
It is. And what's going on exactly is when these migrants come across, Border Patrol picks them up. They're almost released. You know, I don't even think it's 20 days. They're putting a GPS tracker on them, and then they drop them off at a church. And this was in McAllen, Texas. So they all get dropped off at a Catholic church, and they sign them up for welfare right there. They sign them up for every social program you can imagine. They all claim they have 9 kids. They don't have to prove it. They get their $4,000 instantly right there, and then they buy them plane tickets. And they dump them off at the airport in El Paso and watched it all happen. And they fly them into the heartland of America. They cut off their wristbands and they're never seen again. And this is what's going on. And this is exactly what's going on. We've witnessed it.
And we probably have no idea the amount of people that have benefited from that ridiculous policy.
No, we don't. It's insane. And then, you know, Democrats want these people to have voting rights, and the whole system is being abused to push identity politics. They want voters. That's all they're looking at. It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd ask every member of our audience to grab a pen and get your credit card ready, because if you want to do something, literally do something to help make sure the wall is built and take it into our own hands, we'll give you a chance to do that. Tell you about how you can help this effort. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Chatting with Brian Colfage from the We Build the Wall.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, over the last couple of months, I've had the opportunity to meet many of you, to chat with you over a piece of Pizza Corner Pizza, or to watch you make some basketball shots during our Journey Time Pizza promo. And I gotta tell you, I loved every minute of it. I enjoyed hearing your passion and loyalty to Pizza Corner Pizza. In some, I witnessed reluctance, which in most cases after a sample, turned to acceptance. And finally, I appreciated the candid conversations, which allowed both of us a better understanding of how to press on. So on behalf of all of us at Pizza Corner Pizza, we want to say thank you.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Petroleum Council. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. And through the abundance of talents, innovations, technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to what? Economic stability worldwide. So you got producers and communities working together here. You got a sustainable future for generation after generation after generation. They can all build on it as we build to 2 million barrels a day and beyond. All of that happening right here with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, wrapping up our conversation with a patriot who's taking matters into his own hands and building a wall. Brian Kolfage is here. Brian, so how do people donate to your effort, We Build the Wall, Inc.?
Well, the GoFundMe is still going. The easiest way to get to the correct GoFundMe is go to our website at webuildthewall.us. That's webuildthewall.us. You go there, it'll show you where to go on the GoFundMe, or if you go there, it'll have an address and how to mail in a check. And that's the simplest way, just going to our website.
All right, so GoFundMe now, you've got around where it was going to the government before, and now it goes to WeBuildTheWallInc.com. As you say, you're not taking a salary. This isn't about anything other than building a wall and getting it done the right way, right?
That's correct. We're building the wall. All the money goes towards funding the southern border wall. You know exactly where it's going. We also have an external audit agency who is overseeing all our financials and also an internal audit committee. And we just want the American people to know that all this money is going to where it's going, where we're saying it's going.
Fantastic. Well, you got a great project there. We're going to be down on the border on the 15th of April, and we'll try and find some of your projects there. Really looking forward to the fact it's going and want to help any way you can. Thanks, Brian, so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. The originator of that GoFundMe page we all heard about, now the company WeBuildTheWallInc.com. And again, you just go to WeBuildTheWall.us, and then you can get directed right to the GoFundMe page there. Brian Kolfage. Thank you very much, Brian. Chris Berg is here from 630 Point of View, 630 on KX4, 930 on West Dakota Fox. That's when it airs. Point of View with Chris Berg is a must-see TV every night, 630. Got to watch it. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the program. Mr. Berg, how are you?
Build the wall. Build the wall. What a great guest.
Oh, my gosh, is he ever. And they're actually, I didn't know this, but they bought private land. They're going to be building the wall. They're just, you know, and he said landowners down there want it too. They're tired of waiting. So that's a pretty cool story. Really cool story. We're trying to.
When do they start?
He said they are started some places. They're keeping it kind of quiet where they're starting because they don't like, they got a lot of sabotage and different things going on. The property owners don't want extra people down there. But it sounds like they're just getting underway. So I'm dying to learn more. But it's pretty exciting that they're doing it. They have the rights and they're doing it. And what am I trying to say?
Wow.
The easements and, you know, the agreements and everything else. So, yeah, it's fantastic. I was telling the listeners that you and I were having a little conversation earlier where I was thinking I heard some black helicopters in the background because you were weaving quite a web of concern and conspiracy over Fargo maybe faking a flood emergency. Tell the listeners what your theory is here.
First off, I'm not saying that they are faking a flood emergency. What I'm saying is that you can go to my Facebook page and watch the entire piece, but was this preparation or was it political theater? And I'll put some context to this. So in order for Fargo or the Diversion Authority to get Plan B to get done, Scott, what's the most important thing they need to do right now?
I'm back on political theater because I think that's the same thing as faking a flood emergency. But I'm sorry, your question to me is what?
So in order for Fargo or the Diversion Authority to get the Diversion Plan B built, what's the single most important thing they need to do right now?
Yeah, the thing that's left is funding from the state. They're waiting for $300 million to be earmarked for that project.
Correct. So I will lay out the facts, and I'll report. You can decide. Fair?
Yes. You got 2 minutes. Go.
All right. March 18th. Okay. Mayor Mahoney stands up in front of the community, declares an emergency, says, hey, we've got to do this now, even though we're probably not going to crest until April 15th. So a month in advance, right? Declares an emergency. I get you need the federal funding. I understand that. But what happened? That was March 18th. Do you remember what happened on March 19th?
The day after? No, was the, I don't, sorry.
Yeah, we had the core in town, we had Senator Hovind, Doug Burgum, sure. Big announcement about $300 million authorization from the feds.
Yep.
And by the way, I had an off-the-record conversation with somebody yesterday that knows more about water than I could know in eight lifetimes that said to me, hey, we knew weeks ago there wasn't going to be a flood. Weeks ago. These are people in positions of power. So then we go to, we got to have sandbags. Then we need a million sandbags. We need a million sandbags because here it comes. And then all of a sudden, after 3 days of sandbags, we cut it off at 400,000. Mayor Mahoney's on your show yesterday. So it's been, 2 weeks since the 18th? And he says to you, you know what, now we're not going to need one sandbag. So either it's political theater or it's, I don't know, ineptness or whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, let's be real here. These are just the facts that I'm laying out of what's happened.
Yeah,
you want to sit there and say to me, black helicopters.
Well, I'm saying a lot of people got to be involved in this. Number one, everybody's been concerned about a flood. It's not just Fargo or anybody else. It's all anybody's talked about with this record snowfall amount. Number two,
Don't follow me. Don't make stuff up, Scott. If you're going to start seeing black helicopters, don't start making things up.
Did you see the piles? We had record snowfall. We had snow and moisture, which is why we had the flood fight. Second of all,
there was no flood fight. That's my point.
To say, well, we don't have enough time to do this justice. It's very easy to say, oh, the perfect Nell came instead of a rainstorm, instead of a 80-degree day, so everything's okay.
Hi, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here from the Need to Know Morning Show. I want to tell you about the really great chairs we have in our new studio. We talked with InterOffice Workspace Furniture, and they helped us select the Aeron chair from Herman Miller. Man, is this thing amazing. I think some doctors must have designed this chair because it's got some really great features. They say it empowers the body, and I'm not going to argue with them. I can put that chair up high. I can adjust the lumbar support. I kind of like a chair that doesn't lean back real easy but has a little bit of give to it. I've got this thing dialed in just perfectly, so I can stay comfortable for a long shift on the air. This chair is available in three sizes. You can get the granddaddy, and then you can get something nice and small if you've got a smaller space. Scotty and I both use the same chair. He can adapt it the way he wants it. I've got it the way I want to. And you can find out how to get one at your office, the Aeron chair from Herman Miller. And the only place to get them in North Dakota is at InterOffice Workspace Furniture and Design. Locations in Fargo and Bismarck.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.